We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, we're in the time of the year when it is what they say defenses win games big down the stretch. Yet, I think everybody around the NFL, all you talk about is offense. What's the deal here? Is it offense or defense?
You know, every game I watch on television, some people are in the stands. One guy holds up a D and one guy holds up a fence. And that's the only defense I end up seeing the whole night. Although the other night, Dave, I think we saw a couple of very good defenses in Detroit and Baltimore. Fortunately, the Eagles were able to solve Detroit's defense with the benefit of the snow and wear them down. But those are pretty good defenses. But throughout the National Football League, it really has been dominating offenses and defenses hanging on for dear life.
So as we look to Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears, Merrill, you match up the Eagles' defense against, I think, an absolutely potent Chicago offense.
Yes.
As good as anything the Eagles have seen all year. Are the Eagles prepared defensively here to bounce back from Minnesota?
Well, I think psychologically and emotionally they will be, because these coaches do a very, very good job of preparing these players. And I think it's a team with a lot of character. Now, do they have the horses? Do they have the depth and the talent to go up against a team like the Bears and contend with people like Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey and Matt Forte? That we have to see. I think they can contend with the Bears' running game. It's those big receivers who are going to create the greatest problem.
I'm really interested to see what Bill Davis comes up with here, how aggressive he is against not only those receivers, but Martellus Bennett, and they've got a good slot game. And Jay Cutler with the big arm, Merrill. This is a varied offensive scheme here, and the Eagles have to be calculated in what they do.
You know, I think the key is getting to Jay Cutler. I think the key is getting in his face and knocking him over a bunch of times. And when that happens, he generally gets on his offensive linemen, and then they become disjointed. You've seen that close up where he screams at an offensive lineman. He's not the most popular guy in the huddle. He's a talented quarterback, but he does put it up for grabs.
Merrill, the Eagles' offense put up 30 points against the Detroit Lions, or rather against the Minnesota Vikings. They score points all year long here. Yet, I didn't really feel that the offense played as well as it wanted to play in Minnesota. Your thoughts on that game?
Well, I think Nick Foles had a big statistical game, but Nick will tell you himself that he missed some throws he should have made in the first half and at times held the ball a little bit too long. But look, every quarterback is going to have his high points and his low moments. Overall, Nick continues to do well, and he shows me that he is a frontline NFL quarterback, and I'm sure that he's going to have some more good games this season. But, I mean, you look around the league, Dave. I mean, the great Drew Brees with three interceptions. Tom Brady, who some people think is the best quarterback ever, throws the pick that ends the game that New England should have won.
Right, I agree. Listen, we've changed our level of expectation for Nick Foles. He throws for 428 yards and three touchdowns, and people are talking about the things he didn't do well. So that's
still with a quarterback rating of over 100.
Right, nothing but a compliment for him. But the point is, the Eagles in the red zone, they weren't as effective as they'd like to be. The 30 points is fine, but they wanted to put 45 points up against the Vikings here. Can they bounce back here, Merrill, against a Bears defense, which they really haven't played very well?
No, they haven't. And the Eagles, to answer your question, yes. And it would make me extremely happy if the Cowboys were to lose to Washington at 1 o'clock. I will.
Can that happen? Can that happen?
Yeah, it can happen.
Will it happen, Merrill? Give me go on a limb.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. I mean, the Cowboys, with all of their dysfunctional problems, are going up against a Washington Redskins team that is even more dysfunctional. And we're at the healthy star franchise quarterback is a spectator, and you're getting Cousins in there, and yeah, he's okay.
All right, Merrill, then lay out the next 2 weeks. Lay out these two games. How is this going to play out for the Philadelphia Eagles against the Bears, against the Cowboys, and then what happens after that?
I think that ultimately, if it comes down to this, I think the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys in Dallas. I believe that they're a better team than the Dallas Cowboys. I think the Cowboys will have no answer for Shady McCoy, and I think that Nick Foles, who had his worst game against Dallas at the link, will have a great game in Dallas. But we're getting ahead of ourselves, because the best scenario would be for Washington to upset Dallas. I said it when you said to me, well, are they going to do it, yes or no? I gave you a one-word answer. But if I could expand, I think the Cowboys' defense is that bad right now and ravaged by injuries, and the Redskins do have the ability to put some points up. So if the Redskins would thank everybody here and beat the Dallas Cowboys, there will be a buzz at this stadium come 8:30 or 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever time they get in the seats. This place will be electric, and I would love to see this game played for the right to go to the playoffs, for the right to beat the Bears and get into the playoffs. I think that would be, that's my greatest wish.
Well, that is the scenario. Let's roll out that scenario. Hope it happens, Merrill Reese. Thank you. The Eagles playing on Sunday night, a win puts them in.
Puts
the
them
NFC
in.
Playoff and with the division championship.
And the good thing to know is, even if our greatest hope doesn't occur, they can still get in with a win in Dallas the final week. And I think one way or another, I believe this team is going to the playoffs.
Right, Merrill Reese, thank you for joining us inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.